stuff. We're good. So until next time, Lisa Nichols.
It was lovely as always.
She's all distracted with her date coming up after the show. She's looking at her cell phone like, oh, I'll be there soon.
She looks pretty hot, guys, by the way.
Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Gary. Until next week, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We heard Club Delph with Vision of Kali, Jaggery with Elfin Ariety, Blake Hazard with Everybody Knows, a Faux Ox with Salt, and now we're going to hear some White Dynamite.
Lights out.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And we're here in the studio with the Low Babies. Hello?
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sounds good. All the mics sound like there's sound coming out.
Yep, they're working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any A-plus over here?
Cool. So, should we introduce ourselves? Is that
yes.
What we do? Okay, yeah. Cool. So,
I'm being motioned to. I'm Ben. I play one of the guitars.
And I'm Nikki, and I play the other guitar.
I'm Kevin. I play the guitar with four strings.
And I'm Ida. I play the drums.
Also Kevin. Known as the guitar you hit.
Yeah. Kevin plays the bass, not a guitar. He broke two strings off.
Yeah.
Clarification is key. Yeah.
You know, you just kind of hack it up.
It's yeah. Fun. Yeah. Well, that's all right. I mean, I've seen fewer strings.
Yeah.
It's cool. True.
I can do it.
I've had fewer. By accident, not by design.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah. So thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting us on.
Yep. So you guys are promoting an upcoming show, right?
Yeah. So we have this coming, is it? Yeah, this coming Monday.
Yeah.
This Monday, June 26th at the Midway Cafe.
Yep. We know it. We love it.
It's the best place. We are playing with the Instamatics, Live Nude Girls, and Lost Cosmonauts, and it's actually our last show as a band, so it's gonna be bittersweet. It'll be a lot of fun though.
Yeah.
So
yeah, awesome
got
show.
Our friends are helping us
go down in flames, and I'm I couldn't be more excited.
Crash and burn.
Yeah, we crash and burn and go down in flames pretty well on our own, but we might as well bring some friends with us.
Yeah, friends go down together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's more like we're taking them down.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking us down.
They're boarding our sinking ship.
They're dismantling you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. They're gonna help us. They're gonna help us bail, but we're all gonna wind up floating on the door in the.
So
the cold sea.
Let's play a track so people can get an idea of what's going on. So how about
let's play.
What looks good to you?
Yeah.
They all look good.
You intrigued by our artistic song titles that are mysterious and provocative?
Yeah, they all look good. How about we just play the first track?
Is that good? That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. Yep. So we are back in the studio with the Low Babies. So what did you guys think of that track? Did it sound like what you were expecting?
You know, we were that kind of band that got together and did it for fun and a lot of fun. And, you know, we've been friends for a long time in different things before we got together to play music. And this has all just been fun. So we weren't really pushing and pushing in this, you know, recording this thing. This is we want to document it before it all goes away and these songs never get played again. So we hadn't really listened to ourselves this way. And so, the song came out kind of cool. We've been playing that one since we started. And it was great to kind of hear it. And I think, you know, after we did the recording, we decided that we should probably just go back and rewrite the whole thing because it sounds terrible. And, you know, we were very disappointed in work over the last 5 years or so. Yeah.
But it is kind of cool to hear your stuff on the radio, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. And not in like some kind of a you know, public service announcement warning people about things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we could do those if you guys want to.
Beware the Midway Cafe next Monday, kind of a... Oh.
You want people to come, Ben. That's why we're here. Get people to come. Not beware.
I remember once a guy I know in the Boston music scene, there was a woman who was like pursuing him romantically and he wasn't really interested, and she was like, "Oh, I'm all excited about your show next week." And he was like, "Oh, we're asking people not to go to that show."
What show?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Please,
that was last week.
Yeah. Oh, that show.
That
got canceled.
No one's gonna.
I was gonna wash my hair that night. Yeah. It's very important.
I wonder if anybody's had a band called canceled where like nobody showed up.
Oh man,
that's just like on the top of all their flyers.
Just canceled. Actually, like a stamp, font kind of. Yeah, that would.
I think we got an idea.
I had a fantasy once about a band that would show up and have like a really elaborate stage set up and spend, you know, long enough for everybody to get irritated.
And
where you're setting up,
then just have stage fright and not.
Well,
not be
yeah, basically,
play.
I mean, the idea would be you get set up, you tune up, everything's ready. You ask the sound guy, "All right, we good?" And then you just leave the stage.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
As someone who works in a venue, that would annoy me so badly.
Yeah. Yeah. I did, and I spent a lot of time as a sound guy, and I would have met
would
him out back. Except I would have said, "Hey," I would have gone out back, and I'd said, "Hey, that wasn't cool. Bye."
Don't do that again. You're not invited back.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. So, do you guys want to talk about being in a band together?
Isn't that what we're
this
doing?
This band?
It's been a fun band.
Yeah, one thing I'm sort of wondering is, like, you guys are imploding, but usually when bands implode, sometimes on stage, they have, like, a lot of animosity. They might throw things at each other and have, like, heated exchanges, that kind of stuff. And I don't see... Any of that. Maybe you guys just haven't faced reality yet or something.
No, well, we're not breaking up as a band per se because we don't like each other. We don't like playing together. We're actually, me and Kevin are moving to Memphis, Tennessee next week. So it's just, we just physically...
Graceland,
yeah, Sun Records. We physically won't be in the area to practice. Unless we get like a projector and Skype, which I don't even know. We'll figure out how
there are bands that have members in like Boston and Europe. There's bands that have members in Boston and LA.
I think those bands are the bands that like
to be able to do that.
Yeah, they have some one or more members who can afford to do that. Yeah.
That's not us.
No, we have zero of those.
Zero of those.
Yeah, ours is not so much like a divorce, but more like a abandonment, I think.
Yeah. We're just
amicable abandonment. Yeah.
See you, suckers.
Yeah. It's sad. These guys are like, these are some of the best friends I've had. I came to the area about 5 years ago, having met everybody here by playing music with their old bands and stuff, and Nikki got me a place to live, and you know, quickly became some of my closest friends, and so it's a little tough seeing them go. But they're the type of people that I think this was inevitable. Like, if they hadn't even thought of this, at some point they would have, you know, come home one day to figure out that, oh my God, we have to move to Memphis tomorrow. It would have happened somehow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we've been talking about it like
for a long time
as a couple, but like, I mean, I met Ida and Nikki through playing in our old band. I met Ben through playing in my old band, and very quickly they all became my best friends. And obviously,
I mean, I don't think it's obvious. Kevin and I are married, so that's why we're moving to Memphis together.
We tolerate each other pretty well.
If we didn't implode because of that, we'd, you know.
Yeah. And I didn't even start out in the band. They just brought me in so they could tell me what to do all the time.
Yeah, I was explaining that Nikki just sort of married you so we could get a bass player.
So
timeline works.
Yeah.
I believe it.
No, everybody goes home happy, except you guys go home in Memphis and the rest of us stay.
Yeah. Well, joke's on you now, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of the animosity I was hoping for.
We could work on that right here.
Do you
want to see if you
can throw something?
Yeah, we can go full Jerry Springer.
I don't think we're supposed to throw things
probably
in the studio.
Not,
that's probably against the rules.
Yeah.
Do you have like a prod of any sort that you could get, just keep aggravating us with until it?
Yeah, like a
kind of boils over. And
yeah, if you just keep like poking one of us on and off, we'll start fighting somehow.
Let's talk about music. We're a band in a radio station.
Yeah.
Do we want to play another?
Yeah, let's play another track.
Do we want to do a cool? Let's talk about the song.
Yeah, let's
first,
do it. Yeah,
we have to figure out which one it is though.
Want to do witches?
I would do witches.
That's one of my favorites.
Witches is like very New England kind of song title. So you know.
Yeah. Well, okay. So this is the greatest thing. So we recorded this with a gentleman who recently moved his studio to Salem. Right, and I actually happen to work in Salem, so he's for some reason right down the street from my office. Anyway, so he moves to Salem, and it's not like, you know, he's a native. It's not like he's never been to Salem. He doesn't know anything about Salem, but we get there, and he's just kind of in this shape where he's like, man, I didn't know that it was going to be like this. There's witches walking down the street. He took a picture of one and showed it to us, and I'm like, yeah, that's Salem, and and so you know, this was a big topic of conversation, and I think. You know, a couple of hours into us being there and setting everything up and getting ready to go, it was time for us to tell him what the song titles were. And so we went through them all, and the last one was, yeah, this is Witches. And he's like, no, get out.
No.
Get out of my studio. So, yeah, this is Witches. This is, this was me passing out. Yeah, it's like, I didn't realize at the time that I'm completely ripping off and the term of art would be I'm channeling what I love about the Stooges, and then there's some
well, if you really want to be pretentious, you're supposed to say that they're your influences.
They're my muse.
Yeah.
They're my there's probably a French word I could be using. I just don't have any of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like ennui or something.
That's probably the one.
That means like boredom, doesn't it? I wouldn't say.
All right, we got to look this up before it would sound stupid on the radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think it's past that point, though, Ben.
Well past. Point of no return. Yeah, so Witches has, it's got a lot of, I really have fun because it's got a lot of interesting elements. My guitar is the one that's like out front a little bit, and Nikki is making it sound really, really cool in the back. And one of the things I noticed about Ida before we started a band, when I was watching their old bands, is that she can get rock solid. And so it's just this, it's kind of a fun meltdown jam. A lot of it was, we played it a bunch of times, and it was never the same twice. There's a lot of like improvised things with little bits that we figured out, kind of thrown in there when Nikki and I, and we signal everybody and decide that it's time to play that part. So this was the second of two takes, and it was just kind of how it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of it was intentional, and you won't, you know, I'm not going to tell you which parts.
Yeah, and it's super fun to play live, so that's why you should all come see us at the Midway on Monday.
All right, let's hear Witches.
What's
Yeah, that was a serious jam.
Yeah, that's our epic.
As much as anything we do is serious. But yeah, no.
not many bands are, like, you know, crazy enough to just, you know, put some serious jamming on their album. They're all like angst ridden about, like, you know, are people gonna like it and all that kind of stuff.
We like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost the 21st century is not about extended jams, I think, and I didn't realize how long that was until we recorded it, but
I think it got longer when we recorded it.
This is totally egotistical. Like, we love the
rock and roll is about the ego.
Yeah, okay, so we're gonna start from there.
Yeah.
So what this is it's totally about us and nobody else, and I just we love to play. Just even the physical sensation and the state of being there and being in that 4/4 time and just kind of that is like that we're gonna zone out and just do this thing and not think about what's happening. And you know, if we catch each other's cues, we do, and if we don't, we don't. And
we're pretty good about doing it for the most part, catching each other.
Yeah, we missed several in that song you just heard, but that's fine.
But that's probably what made it like extra cool.
Yeah.
And then you know, the thing that I think of is like, well, you know, okay, so that's fun for us. I have no idea if anybody else likes it at all. And then I care even less.
But what's more rock and roll than saying, I don't care, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, you did it.
No, because if you're playing and you're doing what you think in your mind is like a mistake, and you're like spending money on like recording it, then you're like, well, I might as well make this mistake like really awesome, right?
Yeah. You turn it up instead of down, and it becomes something. Yeah, this whole thing, my vocals in most of this recording were awful because I was having bad allergies. It just came right back up, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm not on key. This sounds terrible. One of my favorite things about the band is that Nikki and I, when we sing together, it sounds really good, and I was just... And then I listened to it, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I think this recording captures a lot of, like, what we are as a band, with kind of that, like, feeding off each other and that spontaneity.
Yeah.
Because we did everything live, other than going back and doing the vocals, so it's where we were playing.
Yeah, we didn't really have the, I guess, the chance to go back and, like...
Yeah.
We didn't, like, do a lot of...
we didn't even need to go back.
Yeah, we didn't do any. Yeah, there was no...
kind of, like...
That was all the instruments were straight live.
Yeah,
I think some of the scratch vocals made it in there on one point or another, and even the weird noise making was all just, like, rolling around on the floor playing with knobs.
Yeah.
So, it was, you know... Yeah. We enjoyed that. It's really... The other ones we do are a little bit more straightforward and formulaic, but... That's cool, and not unoriginal, and you know,
so you have like a normcore tune we can play, like. I'm totally being facetious. About
no, I'm trying to figure out. I mean, Nikki was literally talking about her song being unoriginal earlier, but was that the one was that?
So the one that I really want to play, we can't play because it is explicit.
Yeah,
it's about a car though,
and
that's the frustration.
And that's what's frustrating, really.
Really, really awful, but
endearing car.
And nobody swears in relationship to cars. This is Massachusetts.
No, people swear a lot of times. I don't know if you've ever tried to, like, fix a really old, frustrating car.
You move from New York to Massachusetts, the two states where people swear the most when they're in their cars.
I guess I hadn't noticed.
And then at, like, Red Sox-Yankees games, they swear the most at each other.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of those.
It gets really... a little intense,
especially when you're in the cheap seats and the bleachers and people have too many $8 Bud Lights, and then things get thrown and people get thrown out.
I just go to baseball games for the ice cream and the little plastic hats.
I mean, that's
I go for the fights.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
In the audience.
Yeah.
I go just so I could.
It's not like hockey where you have to watch the fights. A baseball game, you can actually be a participant in the fight.
Yeah.
Happen in front of you, and you have a choice.
Yeah.
I mean, and to talk about fights in hockey, I went to one hockey, like Boston Bruins game in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Bruins Canadians, expecting it to just be fight after fight
just
after
melee.
Fight. And there were no fights on the ice, and I was so disappointed.
Dude, that's not rock and roll.
There was one fight in the stands, and I missed it because I was buying beer.
I thought you were buying a pretzel. You told me you were buying a pretzel.
This is really important.
You called me out, and you just made the
details. Should have. They should have like a, you know, like a three fight minimum.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Otherwise,
how do you enforce that? Like, how do you
put instigators in the crowd?
Yeah.
It's like
once you're in those last 5 minutes.
Yeah, just like big time wrestling, you have instigators.
You can get people to volunteer for that.
Person.
Oh yeah.
Like, you don't have to pay those.
Well, you could pay them, like, pittance,
Some of these people that go to these Bruins games, pay them for their ticket. They'll get in a fight.
Or you could do, like, VIP ticket where you're allowed to start fights.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. I was going to do this anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They'll do it for $20.
Yeah.
And then, like, next time you go to a game, you get put in one of those boxes. No! Oh, you get put in one of those boxes with everyone else that's been paid to fight. So
then,
like,
it just becomes a steel cage match?
Yeah, basically.
Bloodbath. But then you'd have to crane your neck to see it.
Thunderdome.
Oh, that would get...
Thunderdome is a theme in our band.
I don't know if it's a theme.
It's a theme. It's a theme. Embrace the theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
Thunderdome.
Embrace the worst of the Mad Max movies.
We all actually met... So, I think all of us met first in upstate New York, where I used to live. And we all played at a Mets bar there a lot named Valentine's. It's a May It Rest in Peace in Albany, New York. It's now become another club owned by the same guy. Really wonderful human being.
Did he change his name too?
He did not change his name, actually.
He should.
But the new club is called The Low Beat, and it's a really, really fun place. But I think a lot of us, like, cut our teeth playing there. And then these guys, I saw all three of these other people playing in other bands when I was there. And but the thing about that town is that upstate New York, Albany especially is full of Long Island kids who come to school there, because it's just far enough away for them to be out
get
of their
away
parents'
from the parents,
hair.
Yeah.
Right,
really,
but they also don't have to. Oh, it was number one party school
number
for two out of 4 years
while,
when I went there.
All
number one party.
To you.
Yeah, it was mostly me. Yeah, you're welcome. but it's interesting because it has this weird tension where it's not a Yankees town because the upstaters kind of have a little bit of a resentment towards everybody thinking about New York City when they think about New York. So a lot of Albany embraces the Mets in a big way. And